uk/home visits.
The Classic FM Music Teacher of the Year Awards are back
with £20,000 worth of prizes for schools thanks to Viking.
Visit classicfm.com.
On your radio,
on Global Player,
and on your smart speaker,
play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 2 o'clock, officials at the White House say Donald Trump isn't interested in talking to Elon Musk. They were expected to speak on the phone after a very public row on social media overnight. The US president had threatened to cut the tech billionaire's government contracts after he criticised economic policy. Investigative journalist Sam Bright thinks the president is holding all the cards.
Trump has got what he wanted from Musk. He's been able to bank Musk's cash, win the election, and now it's Musk desperately asking Trump for favours, and Trump very legitimately just shrugs his shoulders at this.
Sir Keir Starmer says Labour's win in the Hamilton, Larkhall and Stonehouse by-election shows the people of Scotland have voted for change. Davy Russell won by 600 votes, with the SNP in second and Reform UK in third. All aid sites belonging to the US and Israeli-backed Gaza Humanitarian Foundation have once again closed. The organisation is urging Palestinians in Gaza to stay away for their safety. As is Abu Sara, lost his brother 20 years ago after being held in an Israeli prison. He's advocating for an end to the war.
Enough is enough. We are not okay with more loss because of our pain, because of what we've gone through. And in spite of it, we need a solution based on equality and dignity and safety and security for all of us. Palestinians and Israelis are equal human beings.
Researchers say a blood test could be used to accurately detect people with early symptoms of Alzheimer's disease. It's been approved by US regulators and it's hoped it could be rolled out on the NHS by 2029. And Jane Birkin's own Birkin bag is to be auctioned in Paris next month, and it could raise as much as £1 million. The original Hermès classic, nicknamed Old Faithful, which dates back to 1984. The actress had called for a bag with pockets after spilling her belongings on a flight. It was originally sold to raise funds for an AIDS charity 10 years later. And the weather, showers in the south, but drier and sunnier in the north, with a high of 17. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Tim Humphrey.
This is Classic FM from Global.
I really was hoping it was going to be Ali Jones's Tour Colossus. Never mind. It is Friday afternoon. Great music to share with you this afternoon, like this from 4 a.m.
Anne-Marie Minhall
on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Called The Devil's Beauties by François Dompierre, Angèle Dubeau, our fiddle player, together with the ensemble La Pieta, and Fauré's Pavane, a performance by the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra this Friday afternoon on Classic FM at 12 minutes past two. Hope to have your company for the rest of the afternoon, right through until four, when Margarita Taylor appears with a shepherd's crook and demands I disappear. Brahms coming next for you and me this afternoon. A man, after all the struggles writing his first symphony, would compose his second one during his summer holidays when he was staying in beautiful places in the Austrian Alps and the Black Forest in Bavaria. Brahms, ever the joker, he loved teasing his friends with misleading, shall we say, descriptions of this work in progress. He called it the lovely new monstrosity, and to one chum he said, it's going to be a proper flop and people will say that this time I took it easy. Nah, Brahms, hardly. feeling is, I think I would have rather liked a lunch, a long lunch, with Johannes Brahms. Lots to talk to him about and ask him about. Symphony number 2. Would you? I don't know. Maybe a different composer for you. Symphony number 2, the finale of that great composer's works, played by Boston Symphony Orchestra under Andras Nilsson's on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Handel and Haydn Society, directed by Harry Christopher's The Lacrimosa from Mozart's Requiem. We also heard Alexis French playing his own creation called Together Without You on Classic FM. Delius is about to show us his own little part of Florida, where he's working on the family's orange grove, right by the river.
Thank you.
conducting the Ulster Orchestra, Vernon Handley, By the River, from the Florida Suite by Frederick Delius. On Classic FM, the gentle sound of Delius is in good company.
If you're revising at the moment, we've got the perfect soundtrack to help you concentrate. Classic FM Calm. Soothe nerves and improve focus with the most peaceful classical music. Listen on your radio, on Global Player, or ask your smart speaker to play Classic FM Calm.
Classic FM.
Taking on two roles this afternoon, Helen Habersham, both composer and soloist for Far Out in the Ocean, London Primavera, and Anthony Halstead also joining her right here on Classic FM.
Oh. Classic FM.
Thank you.
from the ballet The Firebird. We heard The Princess's Round Dance by Igor Stravinsky and played by the Frankfurt Radio Symphony Orchestra. And it was Capricorn and the Choir of New College, Oxford, with Johann Sebastian Bach's Jesu Joy of Man's Desiring. And just when you thought you've had one Bach, another one comes along. One of the Bach dynasty, J.C. Bach on Classic FM.
Thank you.
J.C. Bach, the opening to his keyboard concerto in E-flat, Anastasia in Yushina on Classic FM. There is quite a weekend of weather. Details coming up.
Classic FM.
Don't worry, you can close your tabs. Because you know you don't need to check anywhere else. You've already got a great price. At John Lewis, we price match our products with 25 leading retailers, so you don't have to check elsewhere, because you know, if it's on offer with them, it's on offer with us. John Lewis, never knowingly undersold on quality, service and price. T's and C's and exclusions apply.
This is what award-winning customer service sounds like from real Octopus Energy calls.
Octopus are an absolute breath of fresh air.
The customer service was really good.
People like yourself and all of your colleagues have done such a wonderful job.
Your customer service was tip-top. You know, I couldn't fault it.
You stepped it up, I think, for an energy company, so well done.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running.
Ready to order, Signora?
Yes, I'll start with concerns about the patio doors being easy to force open, followed by a nagging feeling the bins make it easy to climb over the back fence. And chips, please.
You're not on holiday if your head's at home. 24/7 alarm monitoring means ADT thinks about home security, so you don't have to. Check out the latest summer security offers. Visit adt.co.uk.
Hi, I'm Dr. Paul Abrahams, Principal Cosmetic Dentist at Smarmore Dental Care St. John's Wood. I refer my implant patients to Darwin and Tanner and consider them to be an extension of my fabulous team. I trust the team at Darwin and Tanner to help me give my patients the smile they've always wanted.
A team of dental experts second to none, armed with the very latest in dental implant knowledge, technology and techniques. Visit darwinandtanner.co.uk.
Find top-rated outdoor dining products on Amazon. Like this pizza oven with 5-star reviews, you'll get value and tasty pizza. Or these barbecue gloves. Remember to take off before eating.
Or this large windproof umbrella!
Because nobody wants a wet pizza. Amazon. Find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
Here comes Steve. With the satisfied smile of a man who's checking out at midday after a great night's sleep and a delicious unlimited brekkie. See the untamable bedhead hair. And if you look really close, you can see that properly well-rested glow. Which can only mean one thing. Last night, he slept at Premier Inn. Get better sleep for your money. Premier Inn. Rest easy. Breakfast subject to availability. T's and C's apply.
Mum has always loved pottering in the garden and her daily walks with the dog. But when life became more challenging, especially after her fall, I couldn't always be there. That's when we turned to Country Cousins. Within 24 hours, they introduced us to Mum's wonderful live-in carer. Now, with the extra support, Mum's safe and happy, and we've all felt looked after, including the dog.
For over 60 years, Country Cousins has been matching families with exceptional live-in carers. Search Country Cousins online today.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 3 o'clock, the White House says Donald Trump isn't interested in talking to Elon Musk despite efforts by aides to reach a truce. The former allies have become embroiled in a bitter feud just days after the billionaire left his role at the Department of Government Efficiency. Greg Swenson, the chair of Republicans Overseas UK, says it's almost to be expected.
When you have someone that's wildly successful like that, you have to accept that he's going to be, you know, eccentric and not afraid to vocalize.
Aid sites run by the US and Israeli-backed Gaza Humanitarian Foundation have again closed in the Strip. It's urging Palestinians to stay away for their safety following a series of shootings. Scotland's First Minister says his party has made some progress, but not enough since last year's election. Scottish Labour took the Holyrood seat of Hamilton, Larkhall and Stonehouse in a by-election, beating the SNP and Reform. Our political editor in Scotland, Gina Davidson, says it's a shock win for Labour.
In the later stages, everybody thought it was between the SNP and Reform. Labour had been written off to some extent. So to turn that around, to take this seat from the SNP, and to do it in such a fashion, I think, has surprised everybody.
NatWest has apologised after customers were left unable to use its mobile banking app. Down Detector, which tracks the status of various websites, shows more than 3,000 reports were made when the issue first emerged. The bank's been replying to customers on social media, saying they're working to fix the problem.